Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg is the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. David, I'm sorry I don't have a vibrating massage chair for you, but good to see you this morning.
It's good to see you, but you have that unbelievably beautiful pink sweater. I don't know what color that exactly is, but you, not too many people could pull that off, but you're one of the few, Bob. Just wanted to let you know that. Looks extremely warm, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for that theater of the mind insult. Let's talk about mortgage interest rates, and what's the latest information?
Yeah, they've been going up. A lot of our listeners have been shocked when they call in to a mortgage professional and they're starting to hear rates in the high threes, low fours. Here's what's been happening. Mortgage rates follow the 10-year Treasury note, which today is hovering around 1.83%. This has seen a dramatic jump of 34 basis points, which is 0.34 percentage points since the trading opened at the beginning of the year. And here's something that our listeners need to be aware of, Bob. This is the largest jump in the first 11 trading days of the year since 1982. So just to give our listeners some perspective, okay, August 2nd, 2020, the 10-year yield was down at 0.52, right as we were in the middle of the pandemic, okay? And the 30-year fix was trading in the mid-twos. January 10th, about a year ago, 2021, the yield had increased, doubled to 1.12, and the 30-year fix was in the high twos, low threes. Today, it's hovering around 1.83, and the rates are in the high threes, knocking on the fours. So we've seen in the past 17, 18 months an increase of 1.5% in the 10-year note, Treasury note, and interest rates have followed suit with that. So if you're still expecting, if our listeners are out there calling and say, yeah, I want to get in the twos, I'm like, yeah, I want to get in a pair of 32-inch pants that I got in 1983, right? You know, that's not happening. Those days are gone on a 30-year fixed note. So just some reality. When listeners are looking at interest rates, we are clearly out of the twos, like I predicted, and we're knocking on the fours.
Usually this is the time of year the housing market is frozen, like we are outside today. Is that what's going on now?
Not the case. Not the case at all. Inventory is still low, even though rates have gone up, which is going to eliminate some of the buyers or reduce the buying power of some of our buyers. There are still homeowners that there are still buyers, prospective homeowners that are still out there. Amy Kite was on the show, I think, 2 weeks ago, and she said inventory is less today than it was at the lowest point last year. I think it was at 1.2 months, and at the lowest point last year is at 1.6 months. So we're still having an inventory shortage, even though rates are going up. Still a great time to get that house on the market. I've been encouraging our listeners to do that. If you want to sell your home, don't wait. Sell your flipping home ASAP.
You've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again, what with the divorce rate at 50% or higher. Someone who wants to get a mortgage and is recently divorced or about to get divorced, what do they need to know?
Yeah, a lot of our listeners, death's 100% certainty and divorce is a 50% certainty. Those are just the odds, okay? You know, 50% of the marriages end divorce, okay? Get over it. It is what it is. So if you're going into a divorce, here's what you need to realize. Number one, protect your credit. I've seen hundreds, if not thousands of times over the past 21 years that I've been originating loans that one party decides to vindictively blow up the other party's credit or just unintentionally blow up the credit. If you're on a credit card, if you're on any type of obligation, mortgage, lease, installment loan, you need to make sure that those debts are being paid. Because if you think the other party who's responsible for it is making the payment, then you go out and try to get a mortgage and you missed a couple of payments on anything and your credit's blown up, you're living in your parents' basement or you're renting until that credit gets healed. The other thing you need to be aware of is a lot of our listeners think that you could count child support and spousal support as soon as you get divorced. Incorrect. These are Fannie Freddie FHA rules. In order to count any type of support, child or spousal support, you need to show receipt of 3 months in order to count those proceeds, which is income, in order to secure an FHA loan, and you need to have received any type of support directed on a divorce decree or separation agreement for 6 months before you can close a loan. Doesn't mean you can't start the loan in the first or second months after you get a divorce with an FHA and close it after you receive the third payment, or the fourth or fifth month with the Fannie Freddie loan and close it after you receive the sixth payment. But in order to count that money, that income, that proceeds, those proceeds, it has to be received for 3 months to 6 months, and it has to be continued for a minimum of 36 months after the loan closes.
David Hochberg is on WGN Saturday morning, right after Mr. Fix-It. Who's on this weekend, Dave?
Yeah, we have a great, great, great lineup. We have the student loan assassin, Ray Kaplan. We have the IRS radio answer man, Stephen A. Leahy. We have Amy Kite from the Amy Kite Real Estate Team. MegaPros Jeremy in for MegaPros Joe from MegaPros Home Improvement. This Saturday, back to our regular scheduled time, 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Hope everybody tunes in.
Dave here, take the sweater. It's all yours.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut the sleeves off, Bob.
Have a nice day.
Take care, brother.